You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
It's been a while.
On the mic.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We took a long break.
Long break.
We had a long break, but...
The kids were, you know... School's ending.
Yeah. We suck.
No, we don't.
Hey,
suck.
But we have a lot of people issues. Out there now who like us and
thanks for following. So many more to come. It's summertime now. The weather's getting warm. We're getting outside
back at
more.
It. Drinking back Chili's at it. And
chilling. Feeling the good vibe.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I remember this story.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
I've been seeing all kinds of. Phenomenons and
did the government just kind of just release that they aliens are real
and like really
a big deal?
I
didn't see that.
I think it was the Navy took pictures of some objects in the sky,
mm-hmm.
and it is confirmed that they don't know what it is.
So
they don't know what to do.
Dude, my favorite channel is the Travel Channel.
Really? Yes.
I watch that all day, every day, because not only do they have, like, ghost and paranormal shit, you know, but they have, like, aliens. They show a lot of alien clips. They show a lot of just unknown. They have Mysteries of the Unknown is actually a show that's on that channel.
Mystery of the Unknown.
Love that channel. That's what I watch all day.
Travel Channel too.
I watch that all day. It's like on my TV.
I still need to watch that show you're talking about. The 411.
Oh, the Missing 411. You guys gotta watch that. That's what this kind of stuff is based off of. Which will come at a later date.
Yeah,
called?
No.
Wendigo. It's one of the mystery creatures.
Wendigo.
It's some creature that is believed to be part of the missing people in the National Forest.
See, and on the Travel Channel just the other day, they were talking about, it was like some creature called, it started with the M, I forgot, but they had to climb up this mountain to talk to a monk, like, about it, and he was saying, like, his old ancestors used to say that creature used to come and, you know, mess with the villagers.
Like, what if these are all just stories, you know?
I don't know.
So
made up stories that become tradition and
I think aliens are
somewhere.
It has to stem from somewhere. I mean, there's too many pentagrams. There's too many pentagrams not too many pentagrams, but there's some that show different type of markings, like on rocks and stuff, that can only be from ancient. Like, what is that? What are they? Right. What are they drawing on there? And those are. Ages old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there has to be something else.
Oh, there totally is. Well, there's many.
There's the Star Child. That is the actual alien.
Oh, that's what you were trying to tell me about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I didn't even Google that.
We'll do that. That story should be coming up in the series.
Star
that
Child?
The Star Child.
Yes.
What's that?
It's about a skeleton alien. Or they call him a gray. The grays. There's a lot of things.
Episode coming soon.
Because I actually got a lot on that.
Near you.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. But not.
Yeah, she kind of told me about it the other day. And I just
I'm just saying. And then there was a conspiracy theory. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, but they're saying like Earth is like a dumping ground. Like we as humans should not live in this Earth.
Yeah.
Like we are a powerful being. Like we have to be created from. We have to be from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, they're like, we're destroying the Earth. We're destroying it. We don't know what the fuck we're doing with it. We're killing it.
We're
so mean to each other.
Well,
like,
because we're just curious.
Yeah, it's but think about it. Like, Bigfoot's here. We have the Loch Ness Monster. We got all these aliens. Like, how can we be one place that gets everything? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true. Just a theory. People are saying that this is like a dumping ground for... Because the universe, because they always thought that the universe was, like, everything surrounded the Earth. Like, we were the center of everything, and everything else surrounded the Earth.
Yeah.
And really, that's not how it is.
No, yeah.
We are, like, just a blip
Oh yeah,
in this speck. Galaxy. Yes. Literally, a fucking speck.
Grain yes,
of sand. Yeah. We're a grain of sand compared to what is out there.
I know.
So this is like a jail.
Yeah.
For all the people that were bad up there, like, in paradise.
It's like Dr. Seuss's The Who's.
Yes, know? That's what we're I always think of. We're living on a dandelion.
Snowflake.
Yeah. Come on, man. Just some microscopic compared to what's out there and like how vast.
We have to be idiots to think we're the only ones.
Yeah, and we're very powerful beings.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
Because, like, psychics and, like, you know, people who could talk to the ghosts. Right. And, like, I feel like they're, like, are even people who think they hear voices and they, like, think that they're schizo or something, you know? I'm like, what if they are hearing voices seriously?
And they, yeah. But
from another dimension.
They could, like the Matrix.
Or
like
somewhere else. But their brain can't figure that out quite yet because we don't use all of it or we can't figure it out.
It's like
that
one movie where the girl opens up her whole brain.
Oh, yeah. What is that movie?
What is that movie called?
Or Lucy? Is it really just mental illness?
Yeah.
When we're like only using so much of our brain.
Yeah, but yeah, I question it. Yeah, it could be a mental illness. It could be, everything's 50-50 in life. I always say that. Everything is 50-50.
Believe mental illness and shit. You know what I mean? Who knows?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, like the opening up your mind and stuff. What was I saying with that?
Open up your mind.
No, where was I going with that? I had something to go with that. Damn, I lost the train of thought. But.
Chicken.
But. No, I feel like definitely we are some smart MFers. Yeah, we are. And I just don't think we have tapped into.
Some people have, I feel. They even say that aliens are living among us now.
Yeah.
Like as hybrids. So like half alien, half
Because that Star
human.
Child, they said they did like testing on it and it
yeah, up to they.
They were doing testing on it and at least up to 3 months before the Star Child died, it was ingesting human food.
He was human food.
Oh. Like whatever we were eating, he was eating, or the Star Child was eating. So it did say he did adapt to our environment. So he was living. Mm-hmm. We don't know. They don't know how he died.
Like Men in Black, where you just take possession of a body, or you're in a body form.
Uh-huh.
So you have to eat what the humans eat. Yeah, because you're in their form.
But you're adapting. Yeah. Just like probably we did.
Yeah.
As humans.
Yeah, because all those aliens and Men in Black did
but
adapt.
Think about it. I hate to bring religion into it, but the churches. Imagine if the churches, how much they would do to protect the truth of where humans came from.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because in their eyes, Jesus or God created the human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean? But, so imagine the battle they would put up.
But in every religion, the main common denominator is there's a higher power. There's always a God. So I feel like, there is a higher power because everybody prays to it in every religion, you know? So,
oh my gosh.
And there's many religions for what? One God.
For one
guy?
Well, no, because they all believe in their own gods, you know?
There's
every religion is their own God, what they believe in, you know? But it's the common denominator. It's like there's always that one.
More powerful.
Yeah. There's that one.
It's creepy. So think about. Oh, my God.
What?
Bryce just said, he texted me, pick your right foot up and turn it clockwise and keep it turning that direction. Now draw a 6 in the air with your finger. Your foot will go the other direction.
It did.
It kind of did.
Mine did when it first.
Ended.
I'm catching a cramp.
Was saying it in my head, and then my foot wanted to go the other way.
Fucking Bruce, I almost caught a cramp. Weirdo.
Bruce.
I can't even do that.
Brucey.
Bruce. But every time I do type, don't type his name, it always comes up
Bruce.
Every time.
Well,
so
speaking of religion,
uh-oh. shit. Speaking of religion,
Religion, some people believe in weird superstitions and not weird, but
I believe in superstitions. Some,
yeah,
you know, that I want to believe in, I guess.
Or they just believe it, and you know what they've been told, and well, you know, kind of like in back in the day when they hung witches, just because
they were strong fucking women.
Somebody told them that strong, powerful women. Women, if you're doing witchcraft, you're evil. Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
just it, like I even think it was even more like just, just they're opinionated, and I feel like when somebody speaks against a man or whatever back then, it was like.
It was like transitioning for them to have their own voice or something, you know, and they were like so coming together.
Well, they're like, oh, you can't have no more power than me.
Hell no. So anybody, it's horrible.
Yes.
I learned from practical magic. Just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. No, I'm kidding. But no,
that's all right. I always say, who run the world?
Girls.
So, I'm going to be,
children.
All right, we're going to shoo the kids away.
Shoo.
Okay, today, story is about the Hex Hollow murder.
The Hex Hollow murder?
She said the Hex.
The Hex Hollow murder.
Out of Hellraiser for some reason.
Hexes.
God damn.
Okay, I'll just start. So, 1928, John Blymer, I think, believed he was cursed. Ooh. And he lived in, it was in central Pennsylvania, York County, near Maryland border. Ray Myers Hollow, a.k.a. the Hex Hollow. It's brought a national attention from that murder in 1928. And then later they named it Spring Valley County Park. Anyways. And so Nelson Ray Meyer was a faith healer. And Hex Hollow is like a heavily wooded area.
And this is like by Maryland, you said?
Pennsylvania. So central Pennsylvania. Yes, near Maryland. Picturing a lot of trees. Near the Maryland border. A
lot of trees.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So Hex Hollow is like a heavily wooded area. It's like century-owned farmhouses. Kind of gives like an eerie vibe. And people before the Great Depression, German settlers were coming to the area to start like that American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blymeyer, the Blymire, how would you say that? Blymeyer. So, and that's what the Blymeyer family did. They settled near Hex Hollow. And they are, sorry, I'm fucking lost.
Are we back?
Mm-hmm. Back live.
Welcome.
Okay, so the Blymeyer family was one of the German settlers, and they moved, you know, here for the American dream. And they settled near Hex Hollow. And they were in the business of magic.
I love magic.
The father's name was Emanuel Blymeyer, and he practiced in Pennsylvania a German folk magic known as powwow. Which I've heard before, actually.
I heard of a powwow.
I heard
of
a powwow. It was called powwow. And it's a combination of rituals, medicine, potions, and prayer that are meant to do good. And people go to powwow healers to help crops grow and so on. So, you know.
So you're coming there to have them pray on something. Yeah, it's like a healer. Something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regardless, I said, it's whatever you believe, if you believe that going to this lady or man,
it's going to make your crops grow and then,
exactly,
and have it flourish,
could be do a it. Mind over matter too.
Yeah.
But anyways, so if you believe that, you know, going to a powwow healer is going to help your crops grow, stuff like that, that's, you know, whatever. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
It's only weird if it doesn't work. Anyways, people in York County believe in witchcraft and hexes, taking it as serious as actual medicine. And Emmanuel's 5-year-old son, he got really ill and mysteriously ill. And of course, Emmanuel's spells don't work on him.
And he gets sicker, and they find another powwow healer in the area. And she's a, he or she is a family friend that they've known for years. And after little Johnny, what's his name, the five-year-old, after Johnny visits him, his illness disappears. And the experience, yes. And the actual experience of like the powwow healing had a really big effect on John. And as he grows up, he becomes obsessed with powwow now. Uh-oh. And he learns that he's not so bad at it himself. So now he's a powwow healer. His dad, I think, was this powwow healer. Healed him, you know, when he was a boy, 5 years old. I'm sure he doesn't remember so now too much. Like, but
we believe.
Yeah. And so he's working at a cigar factory as a teen. And him and some coworkers encounter, like, a rabid dog. And as they were leaving work, his friends are all scared, shitless. And John actually approaches the dog, who's, like, you know, barking at him. And all he does is places his hand near the dog's face and whispers something, and the dog just calms down.
Wow. Yeah. See, talking about unlocking their mind.
No. But maybe he's just like controlling just like, his emotions.
Well, I mean, doing what you do, wouldn't you?
You assess the situation.
Yes. If you saw a dog coming at you. Wow, wow.
No, you're right. Because
think about it, you'd be like.
I do. Okay. I'm just like, all right, if he's going to latch onto me, at least we're. Whatever, I'm not gonna run away because if you run away,
they're gonna chase.
Just like a little dogs, you gotta stand your ground, you know? You gotta go, hey, knock it off, you know? And they'll, whatever.
Yeah, see, so maybe they just saw what they saw.
And maybe him just practicing powwow helps him be like
release calmer. A good energy. Yeah, and like he touched him and true. You know, and release.
Release the good.
Little Nikki. Yeah, that's actually where I was going with that. Because I was like, he's like,
release
the good.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Maybe. Yeah. Anyways. Get it?
The dog even followed John. John home that night. And the friends couldn't stop talking about how John calmed the dog down. Like, oh, you know, old John, whatever.
We're going to have to try this.
And in 1912, around the time he's turning 17 years old, he gets sick again. He gets really bad headaches that like just won't go away. He loses a bunch of weight, he can't sleep, and his powers, I put in quotes because I don't know, his powers vanish. So his powwow in his mind, his powwow
maybe somebody
powers
put a curse
vanish
on him.
Which makes him apparently paranoid and twitchy.
Vulnerable.
Now he's convinced he's hexed.
Oh. He's
a shit, John.
And as time goes on, things start to turn around. And he apparently, I don't know, maybe just things just starting to turn around for him. He ends up marrying a woman named Lily. And at the age of 22, being together seems to be like good for him. He's sleeping more, he's sleeping better, putting more weight on, you know,
he's living a normal life,
living that married life.
He's happy.
He has a new job at the lumber mill, and even some powwow abilities seem to reemerge.
Is that positivity thinking?
That's literally all I was thinking when I was writing this.
Kind
of just sounds like I don't know. Yeah. He was thinking better
positive
about his life. Yeah.
And he was getting good things coming his way.
But when he and Lily have a child, it dies at 5 weeks old of a sudden illness.
Like he passed it down.
Yeah.
He done passed it to his child.
No.
So they try again, and their second child passes away after a premature birth.
Okay, somebody has a hex on him.
Or just back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
So John's life starts spiraling, like, down again. He loses the lumber job. His marriage is...
Negativity, man.
You know, going down the hill.
Yeah.
And now John thinks his hex has been returned. So he visits a local woman named Nellie Noel. She is known as the River Witch of Margetta. And she practices powwow magic, but she also practices, or she also is in the dark arts too.
Ooh.
So she would know.
No.
So she would know if it's a hex. Yeah, John's hexed. So he visits, and her visits are caught, like, in today's coin, there'd be $15 to $75, like, in today's cash per visit. Yeah.
Okay.
And he has to see her because he hopes, you know, he has to see her, I think, a few times to get all the information, which isn't cheap at first. And she tells him he's definitely hexed, and that his second visit, then she says, a man hexed you. Yeah, it gets like every, you can, yeah. She's trying to make her coin, you know, so she's like, next visit, you know, oh, it's a man. I found out it's a man that hexed you. Then the third visit, she says, he's old. And then the next time she tells him it's by an old man who lives in the country, and then tells him John knows this man from childhood.
Oh, no.
And at first he has no idea who he is, but of course with just, you know, more visits, she can tell him exactly who it is.
Oh, wow.
And she ends up telling him that it's a local powwow healer named Nelson Raymeyer.
The guy that went to hexed him?
No, he's saying, now she's saying Nelson Raymeyer is the one who put a hex on him. And that's the one who healed him.
Yeah. At the beginning.
I believe so. Yeah, so he's faith healer.
Well, maybe he said, I'll make you healthy, but I'll take your first two-born children.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't realize that that's what he was doing.
Yep.
Anyways, go ahead.
He'll give him what he wants, but
yeah,
there's always a price.
There's always a price.
Yeah, so now she tells him that it's Nelson Raymeyer. And he's 6 years old and only does powwow for a hobby. And he's pretty reserved. He has a potato farm that takes care of his family, money-wise. And Nelson only uses powwow for good. Which doesn't make sense that Nelson would want to harm John River, you know, John, whatever. But the river Cheers. Witch has a spell to prove otherwise. Since she tells John to take a dollar bill from his pocket and put the side with the portrait of the face down on his palm. Mm-hmm. And when John looks back at the bill, like the bill, mm-hmm. George Washington's face will disappear and in place that of the hexer.
Oh, shoot.
And sure enough, John sees the face. Yep. And it works, and he sees Nelson's face.
Oh my gosh.
And according to John, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I have a hard time just like believing like, magic right away. Like, you know, like unless he was just so into this and
he's himself seen it. It's like the mind over matter thing. Right. Like you believe it, you see it.
Because she'd already told him who it was. It wasn't like he's seen Nelson's face without her telling him.
So it was already pre-programmed. So
In my, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So now John knows, I put in quotes, that now he's convinced that it's Nelson who's been doing the, like, duping for people for years. He's thinking, oh, he's not really healing you. He's, like, putting a hex on you. And, you know, convinced that he's practicing black magic instead and believes he's a threat to everyone now.
Oh.
And so now...
So everyone that ever went to him.
Yep. And now John wants to know how to rid himself of the hex, so the river witch tells him to bury two things left under... So, yeah, the river witch tells him to bury two things. And I don't know why I put left under. But anyways, so she wants him to bury a lock of Nelson's hair and a book that Nelson owns. It's a spell book that's supposed to offer protection. And the book's called Long Lost Friend. So she tells John, you got to get this hex off. You got to bury some of his hair, a lock of his hair. And then you have to grab that book of his that's supposed to be protecting him. And you'll know this book. It's called The Long Lost Friend.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird.
How the hell is he going to do that?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I always kind of think of that, though. Like, what if somebody gets a lock of my hair and, you know?
Where's your hair go? Yeah.
Yeah. Where does it go? I mean, you toss it out the window.
Yeah, we've had this discussion. What if people are putting hexes on us or something?
We have had this discussion.
So in this book that apparently Nelson's supposed to have to protect him, the first pages in the book say... In quote, whoever carries this book is safe from all his enemies, visible are invisible. And whoever has this book with them cannot die without the holy corpse of Jesus Christ, or drown in any water, burn up in any fire, nor can any unjust be passed upon him. So help me. Quote.
Oh my goodness. End quote.
John knows he can't do this alone, so he gets help from John Curry, another John, who's only 14 years old. Yeah, and they have a common interest because Curry, the 14-year-old, thinks he's cursed too.
Oh no.
And he comes from an abusive home, and he thinks it's because of some witchcraft. So they both are now blaming Nelson for their downfalls. And on November 26, 1928, the two take to Nelson's house. And it happened at a bad time for Nelson because his wife, Alice, has left him because she was over people coming to her house all hours of the night for Nelson's help because he was still a powwow healer. Yeah.
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 And she took their two daughters and moved into a house 1 mile down the road. And both the Johns happened to stop at that house first. So they didn't, nobody knew. Yeah. So Nelson and his wife were separated. Where she just moved down a mile down the road. Mm-hmm. And when these two Johns set off to go confront Nelson, they happened to stop at her house first.
Oh no. I feel the murder coming up.
So maybe he didn't know he wouldn't be there. So she tells them that he's at the other house, you know. So when they go there, they're like, oh, whatever. He's like, he's up at the, you know, a mile up.
The main house.
So they head down the road to Nelson's, and they knock, and Nelson invites them in and pours them a drink, and they chat for hours about gossip and such. Mm-hmm. And they're still sitting there plotting their next move. And this is the whole time. So around 1 a.m., Nelson says that they can stay the night after they had some drinks, and they do. And they have plenty of opportunity to find the book and get his hair, but the next morning, they eat breakfast and leave. And Curry asks why they didn't make a move, and that's when the other John says it wasn't the right time. And that they are going to need more force because Nelson is a huge man and he's 6 feet tall, well built, and they didn't stand a chance. And so he's like, nah, this guy could probably take us, you know? Mm-hmm. So he says he knows someone who can help, and they go to a local farm family, Milton and Alice. They had some crops that stopped growing and their cow stopped producing the last 2 years, and they believe that they were also hexed. And so John convinced them that it's Nelson's fault. And Nelson's been the one hexing everybody. And when they are convinced, they offer their 18-year-old son to go help the two Johns. Oh, so now there's three men to return to Hex Hollow. And at 11:30 p.m. on November 27th, the Nelsons... they show up to his house. And Nelson's like, what the hell do you guys want? It's late, you know? Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, we forgot something. And Nelson says, like, okay, just come in, but make it quick, you know. And they kind of force their way in and start tearing the house off, like, apart, looking for that book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And he's when like, Nelson, you know, put wood in the stove in the kitchen, the men grabbed him and wrestled him to the ground, tying his hands and legs, trying to get his hair. But Nelson is putting up a good fight, and that Curry kid, the 14-year-old, gets up and hits Nelson so hard in the head with a piece of wood that it breaks Nelson's skull.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
And
these guys are
trying to... Were you guys trying to give me light?
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
They're trying to kill this guy.
No, I can't see. So,
oh my god, dude.
We're just trying
now to they think that he might be dead stuff. And they notice that he's acting... That he's still alive.
Right.
That he's actually still alive. And so they take a rope and choke him to death.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. It looked totally escalated.
Yep. Yeah. And so now they're looking for cash, and they don't even find a book.
Oh my gosh.
And they try to burn his house down.
Is this the next wife?
So they close all the windows and doors and pour kerosene on Nelson and light the match.
Oh my
and they watch as the kitchen starts on fire first. And then all of a sudden they see Nelson through, like they end up leaving and they see Nelson through a window and he's up and he's moving. And so they're spooked, hoping he like, you know,
well, he has that book and he can't get on fire. Remember?
So yeah. So now they're all spooked, hoping that he dies, you know, at least the next day. So the next day the house is still standing and not even really touched. And you know, they're thinking magic. Yep. And 2 days later, one of Nelson's neighbors discovers something strange. And his name is David Vanover. After Thanksgiving dinner, he hears Nelson livestock making like noises and Nelson's animals
going nuts, pretty much.
Going crazy.
Like the ring.
And Nelson's animals haven't been fed for days, I guess. And his mail is piling up. So his neighbor's the one who discovered, like, something's going on over there. You know? And he's worried, and he grabs his neighbor, another neighbor named Oscar, and to investigate. And they find that the fire damage, it was only in a certain area. So they go inside the house, and it's melted. I don't know what I fucking put. And they find Nelson's body blackened from the fire. Okay, so they remember, yeah, they go in and they notice that the fire was mostly in the kitchen and there's a hole in the ground. And they notice and they look down, they see Nelson's body and it's blackened from the fire.
Mm-hmm. In the hole.
Yeah. Well, because it burned through the floor.
But they're like wondering why
they see him up walking
later around. They end up saying like, oh, like that was so the house couldn't be burnt all the way down, or I don't remember what they said. They said somehow the way it was burnt was some magic, like there was
He just burnt and went into the ground instead
all
of
the fire all went the that fire way yeah entire house. Like yeah. It, he took all the fire
like
with just him.
Like he yeah like he took the fire
so
weird
later yeah mm-hmm. So the police end up finding out that it was the two Johns, and Nelson's wife tells them they came.
They were just here looking for him, and then he's dead.
And John confesses and says that, yeah. So and John ends up confessing, saying that Nelson deserved it, and that they were heroes.
He put the hex on us.
Mm-hmm. And in January 1929, John Blymire takes the stand, and his lawyer says that he's mental and unstable and wants hospitalization, not jail. But everyone around believes in hexes and say when Nelson died that they were relieved in some of their troubles. Mm. So like that, the town's
Going to say it was like 1920 something. Yeah. That is kind
so
of
now
like,
everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Witchcrafty
no,
time
like,
still.
They are kind of heroes because now that he's dead.
Now we're all flourishing.
Yeah. My crops are growing back whatever. So they all thought they were relieved. And he eventually was convicted of murder. And after receiving his sentence, he tells his lawyer that the witch is dead and and I can now eat and sleep. And Curry, the fortunate, he gets life. And the 18-year-old boy, the one that the family sent, his name was Wilbert, Wilbert is given 10 to 20 years. Damn. So now this hex story of Nelson is spreading, and people are getting like terrified that anything, you know, bad that happens to them is
like
now
a
hex.
On
yeah,
them now.
Completely a hex. Yeah.
And in March 1929, 4 months after the murder, a 21-year-old woman is found dead in the woods outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania, and attached to her body are small pieces of paper with spells on them that were meant to protect her from murder. And her autopsy says she ingested a cocktail of poisons voluntarily. And an investigator found she had been visiting a powwow healer weeks before her death. And
it was
the healer said he had been treating her for eczema and hadn't given her those drugs in her system that they found.
Yeah.
But still, he was arrested and charged with her murder.
Damn.
And in January 1932, a 30-year-old man was found dead in Germantown, Pennsylvania, named Norman Beechtill, who had been stabbed 9 times around the heart and also had these bizarre crescent-shaped cuts on his face. Norman grew up in a small town.
Like a moon, yeah.
Yeah, and he was also known for powwow magic. And they chalked it up to a hex murder, another hex murder.
Oh, my goodness.
1934.
Yeah.
In March, Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, a 63-year-old powwow healer named Susan, I want to say mummy or whatever, is shot dead in her home. Her killer is a man named Albert Shinsky. And he says he killed her on self-defense because Susan placed a hex on him years ago and remembered the exact moment it happened when they were fighting over property lines. Susan stepped over the fence at him stared over the fence at him for hours and his arm and leg started to feel numb. So bad that he was unable to tend the farm. He said he stared that she was over his fence line staring at him for hours, and then all of a sudden he couldn't use his arms and legs, and he was unable to tend his farm. Like, she put some hex after him, and
he hexed himself.
Then he started to have visions of a haunting black cat with glowing eyes around his farm. Sometimes cats would come to him in the broad daylight, and other times attack him while he's sleeping. Albert couldn't take it anymore and killed Susan, claiming she hexed him and said he felt at peace after. There's no proof of any hexes.
Yeah, how can you prove a hex, you know? Like, come on.
But that Raymire house is supposed to be one of the most haunted locations in America.
Dang.
Oh, electronic voice phenomenon around the house. You can. Some people say if you throw stones at the house, they will be thrown back. Ooh. Some people see a black dog with glowing red eyes around the property. Maybe Nelson
Diablo.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Hex Hollow murder.
That is crazy, and it also could be just like people who want to murder people, and then they just take that as an excuse and run with it, you know, because they just want to murder people and be evil.
Or they're just fucking crazy and believe that this person fucking hexed
me. Put a hex on him. But I believe...
For everything that's happened to me.
But if they believe that they're hexed, yes.
All this bad stuff is going to happen to them if they believe it. And they're probably not even getting hexed.
Mm-hmm. They're hexing themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally tell somebody,
I hope you get chicken pox.
And they're going to be like,
guess what?
They're going to get chicken pox. She hexed me. She said some weird, you know, gibberish at me.
Yep.
And if they believe that they're hexed, then fuck.
Actually, I do that to a telemarketer. I said that to them before. I said, what's your name?
Think about it. Words are powerful.
They are.
Words are so fucking powerful. They are. If you say them, they're powerful. If somebody walked up to me and says,
I curse you.
No.
Or, I hope you get chicken
power. Tomorrow's the day. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Or just like, you know, somewhere.
Like, yeah. Just
boppity boop.
Boppity boop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What if someone...
Or if they're really mad at you. You can't believe that you're hexed like that, because then you're going to hex yourself.
Yeah, you would.
You know? So you just got to be like, do your own gibberish. Yeah. But
I counter hex you.
I counter hex you.
I bind you, stranger.
Yeah.
I bind you, man.
You can't get me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
You'd have to like play it like, whatever. I don't know.
Actually, I did that to a telemarketer.
You did?
I was like, what's your name? And I don't know what the fuck they said their name is. Because they call you all the time, you know? Do. I'm like, oh my God, dude, shut up. Chill, okay? I'm not falling for your shit. So get my number and tell your friends and remove my number, please.
Tell your friends.
Get
my number and tell your friends.
To remove
all your friends,
all that shit, because I ain't falling for it, okay? But I did. I was like, what's your name? And then I forgot. I did it a couple times. And whatever they said their name was, and I was like, we'll say his name's
Ashley.
Ashley. Ashley? Oh, okay. And I was like, Ashley? Ashley? And they were like, sitting there, and I was like, hey, I was like, I just put a curse on you. So why don't you find a real fucking job and get some money?
Oh, my God.
I was like, so it's anything really bad weird. Happens to you, it's because you got a curse.
Gina, you don't lie.
Quit fucking calling me and you won't get cursed.
She's a psycho. Dang, psycho.
I'm a psycho. I'm a
psycho. Yeah, just tell them that.
No, dude. They try to prank me, you know? No, I try to talk shit to them and then they try to talk shit back. So. I'm like, nah, bitch.
I can't go.
You're hexed.
I always turn around on them. They hang up. They're like, I'm calling because you need to have this something, something. I'm like, okay, what's the account number? It is. And I'm like, well, what do I owe? I'm like, if you have all the information, why are you asking me for the information? Yeah. You know me. You call me. I always turn around on them. What do I owe? What is this? What is that?
I fuck with them so bad. It's like, dude, you guys should know me by now. Quit calling me.
Somebody go, hola. And they hang up too.
No. Oh, they fucking piss me off. Now it's just automated shit. You know, they always are like, hello?
Hi. Truly.
Well, that was a pretty crazy story, though.
You could totally delete that one.
Yeah, I went through it kind of fast.
It was fine. It was fine, though.
Yeah.
We don't want to drag it out.
Story.
No.
Yeah. No, it was superstitions. Look at us. These superstitions are fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Look at the purple. Nobody wears fucking purple.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's
somebody in the family
dream.
Had a dream.
Right? So nobody wears purple. Yes. Let me see. So yes. That's like a fucking, that's what it is, man.
Should we take it back old school and on a would you rather?
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
You rather something with witchcraft, hexes, and.
Here's the house, you guys.
Oh. Look at the house.
Let me make sure that's the one, though.
That looks like a Bob Ross painting.
Bob Ross.
Yeah, it says Castle Dragon. That looks like the
little
house,
girl,
y'all.
Little girl. Little girl, little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That is actually so creepy.
Cool. It's taller than I thought. I didn't think it was going to be.
That's like a two-story.
Yeah, I imagine like a little log cabin or something. Mm-hmm. Like a little.
Yep, me too.
One bedroom, one level.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I picture.
I kind of imagine something like that.
No,
tall and like that. Uh-huh.
Two-story for sure. Kind of like.
It's like two, almost three-story.
That's that time frame, though.
It's got a little half wraparound porch.
No, nope, that's that time
dark
frame.
Dark wood.
Yeah.
To me, it's that time frame.
I was imagining
very little house on the prairie kind of style.
Me too. Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too. Me too. Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Right. But I do believe in superstitions, and I believe that people can have a strong feeling on whatever they believe.
Yeah, if you believe it. If you want something, let yourself have it. And how is to believe it?
Stand in, though, you guys. We should go check it out.
I know. We should see it. I know. I always want to feel energy everywhere I go.
That's why I can't wait to go where I'm going soon.
Yes. She's going back down.
To New Orleans.
I want to go there, too. We're going
to
all have to
to go there. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I want to.
We have to go there as adults.
We'll do a podcast only. There.
Fuck yeah.
Adults only? I don't know if I could go that far away from my children.
How far is
it? To Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Let me see.
I don't know. I just can't do that.
But New Orleans. New Orleans.
Map of us.
But anywho, we can't think of a would you rather. Would you rather know you have a hex or not know? Or do you just
not know? Because that's the whole point.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you think you're hexed.
I'm so attached. Yeah, because I'm always like, well, if you believe it, then it's going to happen.
Louisiana. Louisiana. That's where you're going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wyoming. Oh, wow.
New Orleans.
Okay, so that is very sweet. Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas. Wow. Alabama.
It is like, damn, it's like Bayou. It is literally legit Bayou.
Wow, Lisa.
Here, let me tell you guys a little
Washington,
bit.
Washington, Oregon.
They have, the oldest known structure.
Like a plantation?
That has been a bar. No, that's bar. Oh. It's called, they say it's one of the oldest bars in the United States. No, New Orleans is one of the oldest cities in the United States, guys. Legitly, one of the oldest cities. Legitly, this town has so much fucking history.
I always
when it
thought
comes
that
to
like,
vampires, when it comes to witches, when it comes
voodoo.
To voodoo, when it comes to shit like that, like, this is...
The story of a girl.
I'm just saying. We have to go there as a fucking group. Like, legit.
I know. Yeah. I mean, there's history everywhere.
Yes, I love
but this
it.
This is
history
some
now
of the
that I'm older.
Oldest.
You know where I've always wanted to visit?
Where?
Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me Egypt. Too.
Okay.
Me and...
Okay,
me
yeah,
and
hello.
The whole pyramids and the whole
But that's like a whole nother level. That's like
I want to feel
like
that energy.
Gods. That's like
I
want to
feel that energy.
That's like alien gods mix. That's like when
that's a
like
you know me vibe. And my sister-in-law have already looked
been
up
Egypt?
Flights
to Egypt.
Yeah. because that's like her dream trip too.
No, I believe
like she
that
wants to
is
go there
like
too.
I got seriously. I think that's
but for real.
Where it all started. Because those pyramids, those people had to be very smart. Engineers don't even know how they could manage to build those. No, seriously, they don't even know how they could build those.
Yeah, and how long they've like lasted
and lasted like... and. Engineering now, like,
and do you see how close Cario, or is that what it's called? Cario, the town, the city, right next to the pyramid, on how close the fucking city is to those pyramids. It's unbelievable. I'm like, I cannot believe they're that close. Like, I figured it'd be at least like
even the mummies,
emptiness
like,
around him. But
oh my god, dude, that's
the city's like right there.
That is a whole other level.
Yes, I want to go there
level
so bad.
Of us as human beings.
Is that how you?
I'm just talking
it?
About United States.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, I'm just talking about United States.
It's the capital of Egypt.
Yeah, I think that's where the pyramids are. Yeah.
Yes, that would be an awesome trip.
I know. We've already looked at flights, and it was. I can't tell you guys how much it were because I forgot, but it wasn't too bad.
Maybe $800 a ticket.
But there's so many different flights you can take. You know, you can take, you could go to Amsterdam, you could go to Canada, you can go, like, we were all like, well, not we all, just me and her. She was looking at them online and she was like, oh, we could go here, we could go there. Like, it was crazy.
It was doable. What
yeah,
you said.
It
wasn't
was.
Like
it wasn't, we expected it to be
like
more. That's what I remember.
Yeah, ticket, yeah.
But
that's good.
It wasn't that. So.
Well, think about that. Think about it. That is something to fucking see.
Yeah, that is actually
that
on
is
my
like,
bucket list. But I would honestly
would
have
crazy.
To get over the finding an airplane to get there. That would fuck me up.
Well, I'm starting with the fucking United States. But have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
That's where I have to start.
Have you ever seen Game of Thrones? Or any kind of movie, Vikings, back then?
Mm-hmm.
That bar... that I'm going to go to inside is the it was built in like 17 between 1780 and 1790 somewhere in the 1700s 60s to 70s that's when it that's how old it is.
That's all. Ooh, I would love to see that and just touch the wall because you know old ass people have touched that wall and built that.
You have no idea.
Bar.
Even inside the bar, they still have fucking rustic table. Well, of course, a table but like newer wood, but still made to look rustic.
Yeah.
But the walls are still brick. They still have a fireplace in the middle. They still have candles on the tables. It's like fucking medieval shit from the 1700s, bro. Tell me that's not, that doesn't make
sense. So medieval shit was here in the U.S. too?
Well, it's just the look of medieval, I guess, because the bricks and you have the fireplace and the stones and the beams like this, just like this, just like your garage.
Yeah.
But back from
just
the
like
1700s.
Castles and stuff and
I'd love from a castle. From 1760s.
Hey,
or 17-
actually,
Ireland.
I heard Scotland is actually one of the haunted places ever.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched some people on YouTube that actually live over there.
And did they?
Crazy
I've
shit.
Heard.
There's
and
some
you
haunted places.
Let's see. Yeah, I've heard some crazy things about Scotland. And Europe, I heard that was pretty scary places. And they have castles there. Yeah. And
that's some of the oldest. Castles. That's some of the oldest. Yeah. That's some of the oldest. Yes.
Dude, if I can.
That is crazy.
Right there, yeah.
Brittany and them told me that they were Googled, or not Googled, they were thinking about doing a trip over there. That
to Scotland?
Yes, and it sounded very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For
because sure. You stay, you travel, but you stay at different castles.
Yeah.
But you're staying at the actual castles, but you travel, you know, in, in Scotland around. And
you know, I watched freaking YouTube amazing. People who rent, they don't rent, they own a motorhome.
Yeah.
But you can rent one too. And they have a map of Scotland. And they have tons of RV parks. And it's like $10 a night. $10 a night. $10 a night. $10 a night. And then you can get out your van and go walk multiple castles.
Yeah.
Multiple
But can you sleep in them?
I don't know if you can sleep in them.
I would sleep in them. I just would want to feel the energy.
You could. I'm sure you can definitely go and feel that along the way.
I just think there's a lot of old stuff, not evil or... Well, I guess you would have to go there to feel if there was evil.
Yeah, but that's exactly why I feel like awesome. Me personally, I would love to go to Scotland. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But there's so many places here in the United States.
I would that definitely,
I want to travel my own backyard first before I go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many things. There's so much history here in the United States,
and we need
States,
to start
guys.
That, guys. Yes. We really should. So, like, every, you know how we do, like, the family trip every year? Yeah. We should just do something spooky every year. Because I honestly kind of looked.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we should go to fucking New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yes. Yeah. I'm serious. No, guys.
Yeah, we should because honestly, there's like some cheap houses to me, to that's rent like, too, right in front of the beach and everything too.
Dude, there's so many.
Yeah,
yeah.
The cemeteries there have so much history. You know, when they bury, when you get buried, of course, you know, when you get buried above ground, right?
Yeah,
they don't bury people in the ground in New Orleans because actually, you are below sea level. Here's the sea level, and then New Orleans is down here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here's sea level. Mm-hmm. New Orleans is literally below sea level. So they don't bury people on the ground. They bury them above ground. Mm-hmm. And actually, they put them in tombs. But you're in a tomb for like... So all cemeteries have like a certain area where there's just tombs. And, well, all tombs. I'm sorry. I rephrase that. So your tomb, when you buy a tomb, you go in there. They put you in there. And they literally, from the humidity and the heat, they cook you for about a year. Before you're actually put in the ground. So what it is they put
you... I thought they don't put you in the ground.
Hold on, let me finish. So they put you... They put you above ground.
Yeah.
Above ground, and you cook there for about a year. Mm-hmm. And then when your body disintegrates, because it's so hot, so humid, that it just cooks you, and you literally go to bones within a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they take your bones, and they put it in a chute. There's a chute inside that tomb, big tomb. There's a chute that they open up and throw your bones. That's what they throw into the ground. Not your physical body, just your bones. So they let you sit above
ground. Well, yeah, that's what's in
you.
The ground all the time.
Right. But they don't put coffins and all that. Because all that shit is floating up if the water comes. So all they're putting down there is bones.
Yes.
Just bones.
Okay.
So, but there's multiple people in one tomb.
Oh, my
Multiple people in one tomb. They just let whoever, you know, here's a tomb... And I think it is kind of family oriented. Like,
here's your tomb.
You know what I mean? They cook you for a year, turn your body to bones, take your bones out, put it in a bag, open up a chute, put you down underneath the ground.
With your family.
With your peeps. And then the next person, whoever dies, it's just like a continuous thing.
Oh.
They don't put coffin, all that shit. And I think that's.
Maybe we should all get buried in Louisiana, guys.
No, I tell you, that's how I want to be buried. Remember I tell you? That's exactly how I want to be married.
Buried.
When you pass away, they have the person on a hearse, and not a hearse, but like a carriage.
Yeah.
And they're walking around, and they have like bands, and people are wearing shirts, and they're like playing music, and they're walking through the street. It's like a party. That's exactly
You don't have
how
to go there for us to do that.
Okay, we're doing that then, because that's exactly what I
okay,
want.
Okay, noted.
Like, I want people partying, like following this groove into the cemetery, and then put me in, like, hey.
Yeah, party time.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. That's what I want. Yeah. Anyways, that trip we have to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the Buckner House is where they filmed. That's and I'm going there. American Horror Story.
Yeah.
The Coven. At the Buckner House. I'm going to take massive pictures in front of the Buckner House. That big White House.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because we have our own coven.
A lot of areas where they filmed fucking the originals. OMG.
The originals.
The French Quarter, where they have all the balconies with all the iron.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. We have to go there, guys. We have to go there. Yeah. I mean, I'm going there, but we're going to have to go.
Yeah, but right now we're going to have to wrap it up. No, just kidding.
Oh,
damn. Yes, everybody go check out New Orleans.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
And come and send us emails at voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And let us hear your stories. Like if you guys go live there or whatever. Yeah, like us on Facebook, us Instagram.
Yeah, let us know if you've been there. What should I do? What should I not do? What should I watch out for? Yeah, because she's
going. So let us know. We have Instagram, Facebook, and email us. Mm-hmm. Voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.
Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention.